Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Hassan Triki. He has over 20 years of experience in the technology sector. Prior to spearheading secure IC's development into a major player in embedded security solutions, Hassan was formerly senior executive at Thales and Thompson. Welcome to the podcast, Hassan.
Hi, Daniel. Very pleased to be here with you.
First, can you tell us how you came to the semiconductor industry and what brought you to secure IC?
You know, I've been in technology business overall for more than 20 years. Before I was more on the, content protection kind of business, multimedia, broadcast, always close to security. So I was always, you know, surrounded by semiconductor. I've been, I would say, in the heart of the semiconductor industry for, let's say, 15 years. And actually, I'm one of the co-founders of SecureIC. So I was at that time in California, promoting technologies to the Hollywood studios, and I had to come back to France, and I met with the brilliant researchers in embedded security, and 3 months after, we set up the company.
Great. So can you tell us more about SecureIC, particularly about your chip-to-cloud vision?
Oh, yes, with pleasure. I mean, SecureIC is a specialist in embedded cybersecurity. We really are a one-stop shop because we cover all the issues related to embedded security. Okay. Having said that, we've been doing for many years, I would say, what we've been doing is licensing integrated secure elements, security enclaves to the semiconductor industry. And as you know, security being pervasive, so we need to put security into any smart and connected device. And once you have a fleet of secure elements deployed, you need to manage the life cycle of all those secure elements. Hence, this chip to edge to cloud vision. Okay, so it's a continuum for SecureIC.
Got it. So you recently announced the acquisition of Silex Insight security business. That was interesting. Can you tell us a bit more about this and, you know, how you did the acquisition and, you know, what was the process?
Indeed, we announced the acquisition of the security business of Silex Insight. So this is a dialogue that I have initiated with Michel Van Merck, the CEO of Silex Insight the last 3 years. Okay. So it took us a little bit of time to get to this happy conclusion. The idea was very simple. I mean, we felt there was a need, at least the markets were demanding that, there was a need for a more established player to accompany all these large customers in their ambitious semiconductor projects. Okay, so it was important to hit a critical mass from that standpoint. So to show a more complete portfolio of IP, to show, you know, broader, larger teams, okay, to be able to handle and to cope with larger projects.
Understood. So what is the benefit for SecureIC's and Silex's current and potential customers after this acquisition?
You know, from what I could tell you is that there will be no change whatsoever for Silex customers. Okay, so we already sent them we conveyed the right message in that sense. We will be supporting both portfolios, I mean SecureIC and Silex portfolio, and we have the resources to do that. So there will be no change as far as support maintenance is concerned. We will be taking over also the complete customer portfolio of Silex, and we are very, very, very excited by this new portfolio of IP cores, of security IP cores.
Great. So what is the impact on SecureIC's product portfolio? You know, what kind of changes are going to be made?
Actually, you know, as I said before, we will be taking over the whole Silex portfolio together with the SecureIC portfolio. There aren't that many, believe it or not, there aren't many overlaps. Okay, so that's a very, very, I would say, very good surprise. So we many, of course, there are some, but not that much. That's why, that's why sustaining on the both portfolios is not a big deal for us. Going forward, we would have to, I would say, rationalize this portfolio, of course, but this will take several years, and we're quite comfortable with that. What I could tell you is that Silex Insight has a, I would say, a strong video data pad background. So we ended up with some very high performance IPs as far as data path is concerned. We at SecureIC are very much into the heart of the security. So combining the two would end up with something quite interesting for the market, at least.
So how do customers use your technology in their products?
Actually, our flagship offer named Securizer has to be integrated into the customer's SoC, system on chip, or customer application processor. So it's really a partnership approach. Okay, so we partner with our customers along the whole design cycle from the specs phase up to you know, the certification if need be, meaning security certification. So we accompany them with IP cores, with the security verification tools and services in terms of expertise, in terms of security architecture, in terms of know-how around certification, whatever certification is. It could be common criteria, it could be FIPS, it could be you know, all the standards related to automotive, etc.
Okay. Just a follow-up question. What market segments are you mostly engaged with today?
So, as you know, embedded cybersecurity is very much horizontal. So, we have the, I would say, the chance to handle various business cases, various verticals. The one that is very active these days is definitely automotive. Okay. We have also, and this is this has been the case for several years, some interesting projects in application processors for smartphones. Server in the cloud is also an pretty active vertical. So, and you have other smaller, less major, you know. Overall, it sustained and it keeps us a very fast-growing business.
That's good to hear about automotive. That's a concern of mine, the security of my car. So what does the future hold for SecureIC's plans?
So in the next 3 to 4 years, our plan is to execute you know, the chip-to-cloud vision clear. We have to execute it from product development standpoint, from a commercial standpoint, from operational excellence standpoint, very, very important for you know, for customer project execution. Obviously the team will grow, so we expect a company that would employ like 300 people. We will quadruple the revenues. Okay, so we see a bright future for security, of course, overall.
I agree completely. Great conversation. Thank you very much, Hassan, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you for your questions. It was very, very interesting.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.
Thank you.